Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're coming to you live from the NFV World Congress in San Jose, California. I'm delighted to be joined by Prita Raman, Director of Alliance Marketing and Communications at VArmor. Welcome, Prita.
Thank you, Allison. It's great to be here.
So this is the first time we've had VArmor on the program, so why don't we just start with an introduction about the company and your role there?
Sure. So thanks for having me on again. I'm Director of Alliances Marketing and Communications at VArmor. VArmor is a data center and cloud security company that delivers a distributed platform with integrated security services, including software-based segmentation, micro-segmentation, application-aware monitoring, and cyber deception to help organizations protect critical applications and workloads within their data center. VArmor has also extended our patented distributed security system platform to protect workloads running on physical servers and legacy systems as well. This is a unique solution in the industry, an industry first, and it provides consistent policy enforcement across your bare metal physical, virtual, and cloud assets with network-based controls and an API-driven ecosystem. Also, VArmor is based right here in Mountain View, and the VArmor DSS, Distributed Security System, is deployed across the world's largest banks, telecom service providers, government agencies, healthcare providers, and retailers.
When you look at the particular challenges of security when you're moving to multi-cloud virtualized environments, what do you see as the biggest challenge that data center operators, network operators face?
So at VArmor, many of our customers, as I just mentioned, are global service providers, financial services, healthcare, critical infrastructure companies that have been trying to implement various security approaches for a number of years. Their CIOs and IT operators tell us the same things over and over, that their old way of running IT ops is no longer cost efficient in their competitive industries. And they certainly got out of the information dark ages with their static hardware-first architectures and siloed applications, but they simply cannot operate with the dynamism that's required for today's digital businesses. The entire cloudification of IT has commoditized infrastructure and really imperiled appliances. And our customers have been on a journey through that cloudification. They started from the old zone-based controls sitting at the trust boundaries, you know, the Big Ten firewall appliances, moving through a hybrid model made up of virtualization and traditional firewall functions, and onto firewall appliances that were forklifted to a virtual appliance. But those are simply not cloud-native and not designed for web-scale functionality, which today's digital businesses require. And so our customers were really hitting bottlenecks with appliance or custom ASIC-based solutions. To add to that, a lot of our customers operate in highly sensitive and regulated environments, so they're feeling the need to segment their critical assets and workloads within their infrastructure and monitoring all transactions to and from those workloads and applications, which, you know, it's not even realistic to assume that the attackers are on the outside in the periphery anymore. We've seen time and again with intentional or even accidental actions of a privileged access individual exposing security weaknesses. There's the BYOD trend, the bring your own device trend, where employees access corporate resources, bringing in whatever flavors of malware they've accumulated on their devices, right? So targeted attacks on those devices are a real threat today. Not to mention electronic devices with TCP/IP stacks, IoT devices like security systems, and even medical devices, which are hard to manage and patch. So these have all become vectors for attackers internally. So these different threat vectors with these different models and with their businesses also being under regulatory purview, our customers are really focused on looking for solutions where they can have as much control over their applications within their infrastructure and their critical assets and workloads and control access.
So you've got a sticker on your laptop that I'm looking at right now that says no appliances, very big, bold, black X. Tell me why the focus on no appliances. And you started to tell that story. What is the right solution?
VMware is 100% software-based Layer 7 segmentation security solution. So the security model within the data center has really evolved. It's evolved to require a deep understanding of application connections. From next-generation firewalls to intrusion prevention systems and deception, a series of functions has been created to gain deeper understanding of the content and intention of network flows. So as such, Layer 7, or application layer visibility, has become a basic requirement to provide application security. In today's software-defined data centers and multi-clouds, there have been a number of policy enforcement options that have emerged to provide segmentation and lateral east-west security. But all these methods provide packet processing and filtering at OSI transport layer 4 through their appliances. And many don't have the advanced benefits that are provided by quote-unquote security-first solutions like next-generation firewalls and distributed security platforms such as vArmor. So at vArmor, we believe that cloud application security requires understanding at the application layer or layer 7. And by east-west security, we're really looking at lateral transaction within the data center and a deep understanding of what those applications are and what they're communicating about. So these are capabilities that no appliance provides today within the data center.
I know that vArmor works with Intel in terms of delivery of solutions. Tell me about that collaboration and why there's a partnership here.
So to give you some context, vArmor Distributed Security System, DSS, is a distributed security platform that scales horizontally across the data center. So in a single fabric, vArmor DSS scales across over 1,000 hosts. And as a distributed system, vArmor, again, has a single point of policy discovery and analytics with a highly resilient distributed enforcement plane that stretches across physical, virtual, cloud, and container workloads. Mm-hmm. Now, as part of solution enhancements, vArmor has worked really closely with Intel's x86 compute engine to create a solution that automatically benefits from future Intel CPU enhancements. Now, at this enhanced performance level, vArmor DSS avoids a lot of the bottlenecks commonly experienced by other network firewall solutions that are based on their own proprietary ASICs. Modern cloud installations in the data center absolutely need to be optimized for standard, efficient, and densely packed platforms based on multi-core x86 architectures. And one of the considerations, you know, about deep layer 7 packet processing can be sort of the cost and overhead. However, once security processing is actually migrated onto those ubiquitous x86 software platforms, it becomes feasible to process intelligently at layer 7 in a scalable manner without those constraints of hardware-based or custom ASIC architectures.
Can you tell me a little bit about the scope of solutions that you have in the market today and how you think that that will evolve over time?
The reality is that complexity is the worst enemy of security. You don't want patchwork security solutions for the different environments, and then trying to integrate those security solutions and trying to have a unified view across those is really a logistical nightmare. So with vArmor, we've simplified that a lot, where we provide one unified policy across those different heterogeneous environments, so you can have one single plane of control and monitor security for all of those environments. And it's especially compelling for companies in highly regulated industries, where industry or government regulations like HIPAA, PCI, FFIC, GDPR, SOX, et cetera, they dictate close control over enterprise assets. So companies adopt our solution to implement geo-specific business unit or value-based workload segmentation and apply specific security policies to each. It's really about controlling your application destiny, if you will, right? We look at it as the ability to actually look at which applications are critical to your infrastructure and to actually reinforce a perimeter type of security footing per workload, per critical asset. That is really the value we bring here.
I'm sure we've piqued some folks' interest online in learning more about the solutions that you're bringing to market. Can you provide an access point to learn more and connect with folks from your company?
Sure. We have a fantastic website at www.vArmor.com. We have a very active blogging community as well, so definitely do check out the blog. It's updated and refreshed every few days. And we have a ton of resources and collateral there. You know, our video center is full of training webinars and videos.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure talking to you today, Prita. I would love to hear more about vArmor as you guys progress in the market.
Thank you so much, Allison. Thank you for having me.